We're starting the program in Hawke's Bay, where millions of dollars of cyclone recovery funds are set to be returned to the government. $30 million was allocated to the Hawke's Bay Chamber of Commerce to distribute to locals in need, but only 87% of the money was given out. That means almost $9 million was unspent. The government's confirmed that money will now go back into its coffers. National's cyclone recovery spokesperson Chris Pink is furious about that, and he joins us now. Kia ora, good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
So the local Chamber of Commerce hasn't been able to distribute all of that money. What has gone wrong, do you think?
Well, I think it's a lack of clarity originally from central government to say, here's a pot of gold, here's your $30 million. Basically, do with it what you will, and that's put the Chamber of Commerce in a difficult position because there hasn't been clear criteria on which people can apply and be given. So in the absence of that, I mean, number one, you've had people quite mystified as to why business A has got this amount and business B has got this amount. And at the end of it all, now 3 months later, we've got a situation where money's going to be returned and go back from Hawke's Bay to Wellington, which is absurd when you think about the level of need that still exists in that region.
Have you spoken to members of the Chamber? Do you know if they asked for guidance about how they should distribute what is a pretty large sum of money?
Well, I know that they've had difficulty getting their head around it. And one of the things that they've done to address that is to say, well, we'll take a blanket approach. So if people are asking for, whatever they're asking for, and actually, regardless of the amount of damage and loss that they've suffered, they all get the same. And I guess that's one way to view it as being fair. But certainly for those that were hit really hard and actually have sustained an enormous amount of damage, to get the same sort of flat amounts as others just seems totally unfair and surely not what central government would have envisaged. And yet that's exactly what happened. So without that sort of understanding in Wellington about what's happening out there, and maybe it's a lack of communication in terms of their representation on the ground, the Minister of Leeds having been Stuart Nash and then Mika Whaitiri both having left the scene for reasons we know, it's just, unfortunately, it's a real hands-off approach that hasn't served the area well.
But if the Chamber of Commerce was confused and about how to distribute the money, is it not better then that the money goes back to central government and they can take the lead then in distributing it? I mean, they haven't cut the region off. There are other, channels that the money is being put back into the region.
Well, if so, then let's hear what they're going to do with it, because at the moment the situation is quite simply that the money goes back to Wellington. There's no guarantee that it will be spent in the area, and if so, what that need would be and how that would be met. I mean, you can imagine a number of different ways that they could, but surely if the idea in the first place was to have a locally led response, which has been the mantra, then they should be pushed to do that. But actually, I think the problem is more fundamental, which is that it seems that Grant Robertson's office, he being the cyclone recovery minister, hasn't actually been monitoring the situation that clearly, because when I've asked him what's been going on in terms of the money going out the door in the different areas, he actually hasn't generally known. Initially he said, well, that's a local matter. And I said, actually, no, there's a central government.
But isn't that the point, though, because the whole idea of putting locals in charge is that they know their communities best, they know where the money is needed, and so they were deferring those decisions to locals because that's what locals had asked for.
Well, clearly that hasn't happened effectively. If you've got a situation where there's such great need and money yet is not going to be spent and it's going to be returned, then clearly it hasn't worked out. And so it's not enough simply for government to say, oh, well, you guys should sort it out among yourselves. They've got actually a bit of more responsibility than that.
Chris Pink, thank you very much for your time this morning. That is National's cyclone recovery spokesperson there, talking about almost $9 million of cyclone recovery money set to be returned to the government after the local Chamber of Commerce didn't distribute it.